Dr. Olivero is dictating for December the 7th, 2022. The name of the patient is Craig Kerner, K-E-R-N-E-R. First name, C-R-A-I-G. This is the clinical case of a 66-year-old white male that had significant proteinuria, which is at nephrotic levels. We know that the patient has been a diabetic, but very well controlled. And taking that into consideration, our concern was that we were dealing with a different entity from diabetic nephropathy, period. Indeed, the biopsy came back a focal segmental glomerulosclerosis with a sample of 12 glomeruli. Five of them were completely sclerosed, and two of them were partially damaged. There was some 30% of interstitial fibrosis, period. The patient has an estimated GFR of 45 mLs per minute, and we think that it's in the best interest to try treat this FSGS, and we are going to use ACTAR, A-C-T-H-A-R. Period, the papers have been submitted for approval of the insurance, and once we get the medications, the patient will be called, and we instruct on how to take this medication, period. Number two, manifestation of this FSGS has been the nephrotic syndrome. We are using lisinopril. Excuse me, you are using Lonatal, Losartan. We put the patient on Farxiga, and we intend to put the patient on ACTAR to see if we can control this proteinuria. Number three, diabetes mellitus that is under control. The patient had bariatric surgery, has lost 60 pounds. We suggested to go back to the liquid postoperative diet that is going to help him to lose weight faster, which is going to be in the best interest in terms of his health, period. Hyperlipidemia, following number hyperlipidemia with the statins, following number hypothyroidism on replacement therapy, following number BPH, that is asymptomatic, following number arterial hypertension. The patient maintains the diastolic blood pressure between 90 and 95. We are going to stop the use of the amlodipine. I'm going to put in nifedipine, ER 30 milligrams POVID. The prescription was called to Walgreens in Avon Park. Following number obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Following number abdominal aortic aneurysm that is followed by the primary care physician. We're going to reevaluate this case in 2 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and the biopsy. In the description of the biopsy, talking about in detail with the patient about the biopsy, the physical examination, we spent 25 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.